Traffic on the fives. Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 450, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the death penalty.
I mean, this is Jerry Maguire cheesy, but you had me at hello, and that hello is 10-2. We took what just recently happened, most glaringly, conspicuously happened, and said, let's just for safe measure, make sure we come in one more just for a little bit of cushion. And I hate to demeanorize it so much, but that's where we are. I assure you, and I take you to be intellectually honest with this body, that if the Nicholas Cruz verdict was 10-2, you'd be 9-3. If it was 11-1, we'd be 10-2. If we were 10-2, I think you'd have an overwhelming majority of the people in here.
This is actually one of my favorite Democrats in the State House. He's the Senator, Jason Pizzo. And, you know, I don't always agree with him, but I always value the comments that he makes. And one of the arguments he was making here, and again, as a former cop or investigator or both, he's saying that, look, this bill to reform the death penalty in Florida, to set it at an 8-4 majority in a death recommendation, they still have to be unanimous on recommending the guilt, right? They have to convict you beyond a reasonable doubt with a unanimous verdict. But then the bill proposed would allow a jury of only 8 people out of the 12 to recommend for the death penalty. So if you get 7-5, it's life. If it's 8-4, it's death. The judge can still deviate down from that. In fact, that's one of the criticisms of this bill. It used to be that the judge could deviate up, and that was the problem for constitutionality. So, you know, then we went to unanimous, which is what it is now. Unanimous and the judge can't deviate up. And so this proposal is to make it 8-4 because of the Nicholas Cruz. I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that the problem here is that 3 jurors voted against the death penalty for the Parkland murderer. And that's why we have this bill, because that's outrageous. We all know that. But what he's saying is, look, 8-4 is not very good. You know, 8-4 is... Yeah, and I have similar reservations. I'm about as adamant a defender of the death penalty as you could possibly be, and I think 8-4 is problematic, because if you've got 3 jurors out of 12 who don't think somebody ought to be executed, okay. And I can't explain their decision in the Parkland case, but the reason we have juries is so that all the rest of us at some point say, okay, that's why we have juries, is to operate this way. I think it's terrible that he's not going to be executed. If there were ever a case for executing someone, this is it. Nevertheless, saying 8-4 is not good law. And what he's saying is, if you proposed it at 10-2, I'm on your side. But we all know this is not specifically about coming up with the best answer in the abstract. This is about coming up with a response to the Parkland travesty. The travesty following the tragedy. And so he says, look, I'm not really going to criticize you because I understand the need to do something like this, but maybe this number doesn't make sense. Blazing Golia.
What happened in Parkland was abhorrent. What happened in Parkland was a tragedy that will forever stain this state. We all grieve for the families of Parkland and that community. But what that verdict did do was expose a flaw in the current system. That verdict shocked the conscience, not only of the people of Parkland, not only the people in Florida, but people across the United States of America.
It absolutely did. Everybody looks at this verdict and just cannot believe this is what they came out with.
Nicholas Cruz acted as judge, jury, and unfortunately, executioner also. If a monster like that, who commits heinous crimes like that does not deserve and get the death penalty, then what do we have a death penalty for? I would ask for your favorable support and send a message that the state of Florida will not stand for heinous crimes like that which was committed upon the Parkland families. I ask for your favorable support.
I completely agree with that sentiment, and I still can't support 8-4. I can't support an 8-4. It's not enough. I'm uncomfortable at 9-3, frankly. 10-2, I'm fine. 11-1, I'm fine. 9-3, 8-4, yeah, I can't do it. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. The Transgressors Memorial Service comes up in just a moment. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
This is brought to you by Avalon HR. Eastbound I-10, just east of exit 7, Pine Forest Road, down to one lane. Several officers and responders on scene. Not sure what happened. We got that text just a little bit ago, and it is a parking lot, again, right now in that same area. Caution there. Avalon HR, everything going on? You need Avalon. That's employing made easy. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're working on a home improvement project, Pensacola Hardware, because not just because they have all the stuff, and they are genuinely the place with all the stuff. In fact, they're the place with all the stuff for so many generations that, you know, friend was telling me the other day that, like, you know, he went with his dad and his dad went with his grandpa, and like when they go in there, it's like generational nostalgia for this place that has always been there for them, with not just the stuff but also the advice and just the atmosphere, and an amazing place with things that you never even thought, oh man, that's a perfect solution to what I've got going on. That's Pensacola Hardware. I mean, like, seriously, just go. If you've never been, just go and look around. Your eyes are going to be like saucers when you see some of the stuff they have. It's fantastic. So right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, remodel Pensacola since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state, Pensacola Hardware.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast in the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the term food deserts. As Florida State Representative and self-appointed moral advisor to the legislature, Angela Nixon recently explained during a debate on using SNAP benefits for soda, calling those geographic areas where poor people do not have access to quality food close to their homes food deserts is very misleading.
Using the term desert implies that the lack of healthy and affordable food is somehow naturally occurring and obscures that it is the direct result of racially discriminatory policies and a systematic disinvestment in these communities.
Despite being a term popularized by former First Lady Michelle Obama, all hail her grace and beauty, experts in wokery agree with Nixon. Some have complained that there is just as often the problem of the food swamp, which is an area that may have plenty of food options, but all of them are bad, such as gas stations, convenience stores, liquor stores, and fast food. But even the term food swamp has problems since, as Rep. Nixon explained, both terms make the problem seem like a naturally occurring phenomenon rather than as the result of systemic racism.
Food deserts are not naturally occurring. They are the result of systemic racism and oppression in the form of zoning codes, lending practices, and other discriminatory policies rooted in white supremacy.
You preach, sister. But beyond this problem, food desert is a term created by outsiders that marginalizes the alternate food styles available in oppressed communities, such as backyard gardens, co-ops, and farmers markets. So what then should we call these zones? Well, Baltimore has suggested that we call them healthy food priority areas. But we all know that name will never catch on. In focus group testing, we tried a wide range of labels, including sustenance vacuums, fruit-free areas, nutrition ghettos, the vegetable vortex, and circles not okay. Unfortunately, none of these seemed to catch on either. But then we remembered Hinckley's fifth precept of linguistic reform. Always use words that convey such strong emotion that opponents feel embarrassed to disagree with them. When you can win the debate by terminological manipulation so that you don't even have to have the debate, that is a win indeed. Thus, the current preferred approach is to refer to areas of food apartheid, because it conveys the systemic racism that kept black South Africans oppressed, jailed, or killed, and now keeps black Americans obese. It also reminds people that African-American obesity is the result of racism from white people, rather than from choices made by the people who actually eat the food. We always want to empower the powerless by telling them that they have no power at all over anything in their lives. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to express our utmost satisfaction at the fine work being done at Anheuser-Busch to deconstruct the entire concept of gender. As you are all, I'm sure, aware, this week we learned that Bud Light made special cans with the face of trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney on them and sent several to her in honor of her first year as a woman. Along with rainbow-themed cans, Budweiser is thus boldly declaring their love and affection for all people of the acronym. Even though this is sure to cost them sales with those backward savages who believe that sex is biologically determined, we of course couldn't be prouder of their choice to give money to an influencer who was once a man, rather than giving money to another influencer who has always been a woman. But Budweiser did not act alone. We also learned this week that Nike is joining the fight to honor womanhood by having Dylan be their spokesotherin for their Nike Women line of sports bras and leggings, showing that the best way to be a woman is to start out as a man. There's simply nothing more inspiring to women than watching another woman with a man's body put on a sports bra and yoga pants and show them how a woman really exercises. But that's not all. Dylan Mulvaney has represented many, many brands, including Ulta Beauty, Crest, Kate Spade, Maybelline Cosmetics, Native Deodorant, and our personal favorite, Tampax. That's right, Tampax, because who better to recommend the perfect period products than someone who doesn't have them? So to all those commercial brands doing their very best to completely eradicate the meaningfulness of sex and gender, we salute you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to take a moment to celebrate one of our very favorite people for doing one of our very favorite things, First Lady Jill Biden, who this week made a giant stride toward equality by promising to tell her husband Joe to invite the University of Iowa Uterus Havers basketball team, the non-winners of the non-testicle-having NCAA basketball tournament, to the White House for a celebration of their non-victory.
So I know we'll have the champions come to the White House. We always do. You know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too, because they played such a good game. So, right? So winners and losers, that's sportsmanship. That's good sportsmanship.
Now, without dwelling too much on it, can we all acknowledge the fine work displayed here in the First Lady saying she would tell Joe rather than ask him? A true feminist never asks for anything from a man. Nice. But also, the broader point here is that in one beautiful gesture, Ms. Biden has almost entirely rendered the concepts of winning and competition completely meaningless, which we love. Obviously, the whole premise of being adversaries and seeking to vanquish opponents gives our stomachs the queasies. Just think how awful it must be to lose that game by 17 points. Wouldn't it be better to not keep score at all? Just like we tell children that it's the thought that counts and that the important thing is for them to have fun, we definitely need to reorient this culture of toxic masculinity around the concepts of cooperation and camaraderie. In offering the same reward to the non-first place team as is offered to the non-second place team, Dr. Biden showed that she understands how much we need to get away from the white colonizer-oppressor notions of accountability, results, winners, losers, points, and, well, sports in general, and instead focus on the equality for all idea. It is the effort that counts, not the score, which reminds us of the wise words of comfort offered by that other shero of anti-capitalism, Vice President Kamala Harris, when she spoke to the non-winning, non-menstruating person basketball team from her alma mater, Howard University.
You played hard, you played to the very last second. You hustled out there, you are smart, you are disciplined, you put everything you had into the game. And you know, that's what it's about, right?
That is what it's all about. Winning doesn't matter, and only meanies think it does. So good work, Kamala, and good work, Jill. You are both so smart.
You guys did that.
Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sarcastic. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and you feel like giving them the traffic candy?
I'll talk to you after the show.
Let me tell you this, okay? The only thing I'm annoyed about with this week's transgressors is, you know, the first one about the food deserts and the food swamps and the food apartheid?
Yes.
That's 100% all real. That's the current move, is to call it food apartheid. That's what they want to call it instead of food deserts or food swamps. So I didn't even, I mean, I made up the, you know, the vegetable vacuums or whatever that was. But, you know, want to go to David in the newsroom first?
There is a bad accident, which I should mention. Eastbound I-10, just east of exit 7 on Pine Forest Road. It is down to one lane. Several officers, emergency crews on scene. It looks really bad. Kind of a parking lot in that area. This is right before the Car City exit, east of exit 7, and it's backed up. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Vernon.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
More than 12,000 troops from all four U.S. military branches and thousands of Filipino troops are going to be working together next week in the annual Balikatan exercise in and around the Philippines. Officials say this year's 17-day exercise will be the biggest in the drill's 38-year history. Three men that have been convicted of killing rapper XXXTentacion will be spending the rest of their lives behind bars. Judge Michael Luzon told the murderers in no uncertain terms how they'd live out their remaining days.
You'll spend every hour and every day and every week and every year of your life in that cell. And one day, they'll come and open up that cell in the morning and you'll have passed on. And only on that day will you have served your sentence.
And, of course, that trial was held in Broward County. The judge sentenced Trayvon Newsom, Michael Boatwright, and Dedrick Williams to life in prison yesterday. And President Biden responding to the expulsion of those Democratic lawmakers in Tennessee, he called it shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent. When the state's Republican-controlled House voted yesterday to remove Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson for violating House rules.
Yeah, no, I think this is crazy. I cannot believe the Tennessee House removed them. And they removed the two black guys and not the white one? Terrible optics on top of terrible decision in the first place. They should have been reprimanded. They could have been taken off of committees. There's all kinds of things they could have done. And the Speaker of the Tennessee House is like, well, they broke rules. Oh, my God, sir. You know, there's all kinds of other things you could have done instead of this, which it's a really, really bad look for the Republicans in Tennessee.
I don't put anything in stock in Tennessee if it happens there.
No.
Because roll tide.
Well, nicely done. And they were protesting, like, on the floor of the House. They were, you know, there's a protest there and you know, in the well, you know, with the bullhorn or whatever. Yeah, inappropriate behavior for sure. Just not this level of punishment, in my opinion. 629 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business and you have employees and you have to deal with benefits, you know, insurance like dental, vision, life, and health, and disability, you deal with HR, human resource management, you deal with, you know, payroll and all that kind of stuff, that stuff is no fun, okay? And in fact, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, Andrew, why do you mention it? Okay, That's why you call Target. If that's your reaction, that's why you call Turgis and Causey, because they're a locally owned and operated employee benefits agency that has been doing this for more than two decades. They're really good at it. We started using them about 5 or 6 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country. They have been fantastic. They gave us options we didn't have before. They always answer the phone. They always, if they don't know the answer, they call us back with the answer in detail. My wife loves the level of detail they provide. So very, very satisfied users of Turgis and Causey here at News Radio in Cat Country. 433-9996 to find out what they might be able to do for you. No obligation, of course. Or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. What else do we have going on? We got Bands on the Beach coming back next Tuesday, of course. April, it's going to be a fantastic show next Tuesday, always weather permitting, obviously. And Casual for Kids for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Northwest Florida Casual for Kids Day, Friday, April 28th, where you can buy some Casual for Kids gear and wear it in support of them. Find out more at newsradio923.com. What do you have coming up, David?
Several people taken to the hospital after water rescues. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. China slaps imposing sanctions against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other U.S. and Asian-based organizations. The communist nation angry over a meeting on U.S. soil between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen.
I think people have to realize it was a bipartisan meeting of Republican and Democrat members of Congress. Remember, we created the Select Committee on China. A number of those members were there as well.
Speaker on Fox's Kudlow bounced from the House.
I've still got hope because I know we are still here, and we will never quit.
Tennessee Democrat Justin Pearson expelled from service along with fellow Democrat Justin Jones for their roles in a demonstration in favor of gun control following the Nashville school shooting. Democrat Gloria Johnson survived the votes and will keep her post. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, News Radio 92.3 right now, 69 degrees. It is mostly cloudy here in Pensacola. Several people were taken to area hospitals after being pulled into the Gulf by strong rip currents on Perdido Key yesterday. Now, this all happened at a section of beach off of Sandy Key Drive, which isn't staffed by lifeguards until later in the summer. County spokesman Davis Wood tells us three people were flown to the hospital in critical condition.
We required three separate helicopters. Two of them came from Escambia County, one from Okaloosa County, to come in and assist. Also, providing additional assistance was Orange Beach Fire Rescue. They provide additional medical assistance.
And not long after this water rescue, another water rescue called in at that same beach just within an hour or so later. Santa Rosa County School District appears set to introduce middle school sports this next year. According to Channel 3, middle schools in Santa Rosa County will be offering track, cross country, and basketball programs for boys and girls. The district says these sports were chosen due to the ability of facilities at county middle schools, and the three sports will be launching for the 2023-24 school year. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says the son of a former congressional candidate, Rebecca Jones, has been arrested in connection with a threat at the Holly Navarre Middle School.
Investigators say the 13-year-old boy made multiple threats to the school, allegedly telling one of his friends that he originally planned to shoot up the school before spring break and then delaying the planned attack to March 31st. An arraignment date has been scheduled for May 3rd, and the teen was ordered on home detention release with a monitor. You'll remember Jones ran against Congressman Matt Gaetz after she was fired from the Florida Department of Health, claiming the state was manipulating COVID-19 data. On her Twitter account, Jones claims her son's arrest was ordered by Governor Ron DeSantis 3 weeks after filing a whistleblower lawsuit against the state. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Joe. Governor Ron DeSantis accusing Disney of pulling a fast one on their way out the door. That's what he said yesterday at a speech in Michigan. The governor criticized Disney for a 30-year development deal they made with its oversight board before it dissolved. State lawmakers replaced the board with another board whose hands now may be tied by the deal. The governor says, though, it's not over yet, and he says there's more coming down the pike. Two people arrested, deputies still looking for two others after an investigation into missing money in Gulf Shores. Police say 46-year-old Jeremy Hazelwood and 50-year-old Scott Wynn deposited money into their personal bank accounts from Hazelwood's employer through a payroll system. Investigators say the employer contacted police about the irregularities in their payroll that prompted an investigation. Investigators say they found $388,000 that had been taken from the business. Officers now looking for two others, Emma Glazier and Charles Thompson, on first-degree theft warrants. It is 6:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, bad accident. This is in the same place that we've had probably two or three others this week, too. Eastbound I-10. This is just east of the Pine Forest exit, exit 7, down to one lane. Several officers and responders are on scene. Not sure what happened, but kind of a parking lot in that area. So maybe avoid the area if you can, if you're able to. Traffic tips, text 437-1620 if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a nice warm day today with temperatures warming near 83 degrees. Small chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 60s. As you head into your Saturday, showers and thunderstorms expected. 80% chance of rain overall. Temperatures in the 70s for highs, overnight dropping into the 50s. We're going to be seeing a lower rain chance for your Easter Sunday with just a small chance of a stray shower in the morning. Mostly cloudy skies with temperatures in the upper 60s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 69, cloudy in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Microsoft has agreed to pay more than $3 million in fines for allegedly violating U.S. sanctions on Russia and other countries after its software and services ended up in the hands of blacklisted companies and persons in the Crimea region of Ukraine. The Treasury and Commerce Departments have reached a joint settlement with Microsoft over the apparent violations of U.S. sanctions and export control rules, which the software giant voluntarily disclosed. The majority of the apparent violations involve blacklisted Russian entities in Crimea, but others were tied to blacklisted entities in Cuba, Iran, and Syria. The Biden administration has unveiled what it calls the largest community solar effort in U.S. history, enough to power 140,000 homes and businesses in three states. The deal calls for the Qcell solar plant in Dalton, Georgia, to build 2.5 million solar panels for Virginia-based Summit Ridge Energy to deploy community solar projects in Illinois, Maine, and Maryland. The stock market is closed today for Good Friday. That's Your Money Now.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4, so you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa.
Follow Stillwaters on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Provides the availability of one-way attorney's fees. Aren't we concerned that one-way attorney's fees provided in this bill will incentivize frivolous litigation and create more billboard lawyers, which I know is a serious concern of the members of this body?
Representative McClain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do not.
Yeah, I mean, a very terse answer, not the best of answers. This was Hillary Cassell and Stan McClain, state representatives, talking about the parental rights bill, the expansion of this bill up to the eighth grade, and a bunch of other changes that are in there that are very interesting, including the ability to read from the texts that are up for consideration when you're in the school board meeting. And if you're not allowed to read from the text, then the book gets banned, basically. But this issue of lawsuits is one that concerns me. And since he's an attorney and since he was a part of this conversation, of course, State Representative Alex Andrade, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. So this is an argument that is, I don't know if it's decisive to me, but it is concerning for me that we are establishing too much of a frivolous lawsuit, one-way lawsuit, when parents or even complainants are just not happy about how the books are being managed in the educational system. Are you not concerned about that?
No, not at all. It's a specious argument. So, and this is why. So if anytime we allow the government to try and collect attorney's fees as a prevailing party on a private citizen, Democrats will be the first ones up in pitchforks saying we're trying to chill speech. In this circumstance, you have a power dynamic where you have, you know, individual parents potentially going up against, you know, a school board potentially trying to fight with them. School boards have the largest governmental budgets in almost every single county. The school board in Escambia County has a larger budget than Escambia County Commission. These are very large entities. They have, you know, they have their own lawyers. They're more sophisticated than individual parents. And if parents are forced to go down the route of having to go bring some type of a lawsuit, like a Beck action, to try and enforce the law, putting the additional risk of you know, attorney's fees, having to pay the school board's attorney's fees, which will be much higher than their own, it's just something that didn't make sense.
Why not take out all the attorney's fees in both directions?
Well, if they're meritorious, if the parent is right and they were forced to sue the school board to just simply enforce the law, then they should get their attorney's fees back.
Okay, it's just a different picture of, I had always pictured school districts as being afraid to get into litigation because of the cost of defending things, and they themselves internalize this chilled speech kind of concept because they don't know what the right thing is and they don't want to get sued because they're afraid of the cost of it. So that's just a different picture of school board spending than I'm familiar with. But
well, if a parent is threatening a meritorious lawsuit and the school board's concerned about litigation, they can go to the attorney general for an opinion. Like, they're a government entity, they can ask an AGO for an opinion. Fun fact, these AG opinions that are issued, they have almost like a 100% success rate at being right whenever a question of law is appealed. So there are plenty of opportunities for a school board to avoid litigation. There are plenty of opportunities for a school board to fight back against frivolous litigation. But the fee shifting on the statutory right to fee shifting is just something that they're not entitled to at this point. And the billboard lawyer arguments from a plaintiff's lawyer like Hillary Castle were just kind of silly.
Well, I'll take your word for it. That's fine. I mean, that's an answer. I had been looking for an answer on that, so I'll take your answer for it. You've been working on some things that haven't gotten a lot of attention. One has to do with a $6 million, as I understand it, a penalty dealing with Skanska still. Is that right?
Yeah. And so we all know that Skanska violated some terms in their contract because they didn't finish the bridge on time and because there was about 9 months where they didn't have four lanes of traffic across Pensacola Bay. So there are these things in contrast to liquidated damages. If certain things aren't met, for every day that they're not met, you're levied a penalty on the contract amount. It was like $35,000 a day for not having four lanes across the bridge. On that alone, that's about $9, $10 million just for the bridge being down. So I proposed in our budget this year that $6 million off this Skanska contract should revert back to District 3 DOT to go towards unbudgeted construction projects that improve safety or mobility in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. And thankfully, I have a Senate counterpart in Senator Broxton, where I'm very confident that can get done this year. So it's in our House proposed budget. It should be taken up on the Senate proposed budget when we go to conference, and hopefully that'll mean a couple additional projects for Escambia, Santa Rosa County.
All right. Nice. I mean, you know, it's a way to get something. You know, there are other ways we wish we could get even more from them, but that's a way to get something non-insignificant, so
this is a method of getting it before they actually go through their contract dispute process.
Okay.
I went to them and I said, you guys owe at least, $9 million, so why don't we just go ahead and get $6 million and make it productive because we know you owe at least $9 million. Before they settle up on the contract with DOT. So I'm trying to fast track.
So this is known money coming in the end. Yeah. Eventually, let's get it now since we know it's coming. That makes sense. We're talking to Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2. Let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
We're getting reports that it could be a fatality on I-10, so certainly be careful there. This is I-10 eastbound, just east of exit 7, Pine Forest Road. It's usually tied up this time of morning, too, due to an accident or something. Nobody said accident, but it is down to one lane. Several officers and responders on scene, still unsure what happened at this point. But if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to our Representative Alex Andrade. One of the questions about if Governor DeSantis decides to run for president, that, would he, under Florida law, have to resign the office? That's the first question that seems to be in some dispute. And second, if he does, or if we're concerned that he might, changing the law in order to accommodate him and not having to have him resign. But that is not in the elections bill that's been proposed on the Senate side at all. I don't think it's been proposed yet on the House side. But you tell me, do you think the law needs to be changed for him to be able to run? And do you think it will be changed this session, if so?
So there's a question about whether or not he would have to resign prior to accepting like the nomination at a Republican convention, assuming he wins the Republican primary for president.
Okay.
But regardless of any of that, I mean, you have a running mate who would take over, right? The lieutenant governor would take over. So the two questions really are, do we need to make sure that resign to run is lifted so he can remain governor in the event that he, decides to run and doesn't go through with it fully? And do we want to discuss whether or not to have an election for governor rather than just allow a lieutenant governor to operate the state for two additional years? Those are two questions that are being discussed right now. I don't know the ultimate resolution, but there's still plenty of time on the clock in session to come up with those answers.
Okay, yeah, and I agreed. That second question is an important one to figure out what we really want to have happen in case things turn out that way. I'd also wanted to ask you, and I knew you'd be the guy to ask because you've been in the middle of this conversation, and I think you even ran the bill, if I remember correctly, but the Reedy Creek District bill with Disney, and now they apparently, 11:30 basically before they lost control, signed into agreement a deal that gives them the power to control things as long as there's an heir of King Charles III still alive, which is a super weird thing to imagine being done in a contract in the United States. But the reporting has been, they outmaneuvered DeSantis and the legislature on this. What's your read of this situation?
nobody out legally maneuvered anybody. The entity only exists because the legislature in the state created it. No city in Florida, no county in Florida could have signed the same agreement with the notice that was provided. There's plenty of methods of overturning it. I really viewed it as kind of like a nothing burger. It felt a little bit more childish than anything else from my point of view. But no, it'll be addressed just fine. I think it was honestly an overreach or miscalculation on, Disney's part, just because, again, it's not like it's going to stick. There's plenty of methods of overturning it, both legally and legislatively. Just how combative they wanted to be in changing the makeup, right? Like, these are the original Reedy Creek Improvement Board were just company employees and company controlled individuals that operated the government, issued tax exempt bonds. We now have a true local government type run entity there. I don't know why Disney hated that so much. But at the end of the day, no, it's not. It is not at all some type of win or embarrassment for anybody. We change special districts all the time. And even in litigation, I've modified the territory of the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority before just because of, some appellate arguments that were being brought up in disputes between MDX and the state. So, we're the 14th largest economy in the world as a state. We have a massive budget. If Disney thinks they're bigger than the state of Florida, they're going to find out at some point that they're not.
Well, so instead of being an oh snap moment, it's one of those oh I don't know how to snap my fingers moments, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because I knew you would know. Much like the question about the one way litigation issue, Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2. That's the southern half of Escambia County and the basically beachfront areas of waterfront areas of southern Santa Rosa County. Alex, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us here on the morning of Good Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to change insurances. You're going to go over onto Medicare, and that might feel a little bit different, okay? You might be apprehensive about it. You might be getting phone calls or letters, and it might feel like a lot of swirling uncertainty and pressure. And listen, it doesn't need to be any of that. Call my friend Ricky Stewart. She does insurance. This is her whole family does insurance. This is the slice of it that she does. And she does exactly that. She helps people just like you, our listeners, many of them who have had great experience with her, transition over onto Medicare. You got questions about Advantage and supplement and prescription drugs and Medicaid, if that even applies to you. Great. Ask her. She knows the answers. 341-2185. If I were 64, I would be calling her for this. Ricky Stewart Insurance. 652 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking for an affordable healthcare solution? Check out ProHealth. ProHealth's medical membership provides unlimited primary care visits with $0 copay, Teladoc, 24/7 virtual care access with $0 copay, minor emergency care, chronic disease management, 25% off lab work and procedures, free annual flu vaccine, free annual physical, free monthly B12 shot, and more for only $45 a month. No appointment needed. Just walk in one of their 7 locations. ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Disco Kiss takes the stage. Don't miss Disco Kiss. Play the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but please no pets or glass. And be sure to stop by the Cat Country tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 358. Florida average is 354. And Texas is 322. And California is 486. That's the worst and the best in the nation. 329 east and west at the Walmarts in Navarre. Although I got outliers reported here at 317 at the Exxon. If you can get it, buy it. I mean, that's like 20 cents cheaper than some of the others. If you are in, getting through Tiger Point area, 327 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 345 in proper. In Milton, looks like 339 at the Raceway before Avalon, 337. I told you there was a big price jump, and there sure enough was. 337 at the Pea Ridge Murphy and 339 at the Tom Thumb, or Cumberland Farms, or whatever, I don't care. going over through Bays, 323 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, 338 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 317 at the Shell at Pace and Cervantes. 655, News Radio 92.3. If you've got a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, pressure, temperature, any of those things are problems, you know, plumbing stuff, you call Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour, so you know the price before you do it, and you don't have to wait till afterwards to find out. 477-8782. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Bad accident. It is an accident. This is I-10 eastbound near mile marker 7, and it is backed up. Now, we're getting reports that it could be a fatality. But crash on I-10 eastbound just east of exit 7, Pine Forest Road, and it's backed up again to exit 5. That's the 9 Mile Road exit. Again, that's eastbound. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Republicans have subpoenaed a former prosecutor in their investigation of the New York charges against former President Trump. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan subpoenaed Mark Pomeroy to testify before the committee. Jordan said his public statements about the investigation suggest the case is politically motivated. Israel says they hit targets belonging to Palestinian militant group Hamas in southern Lebanon and Gaza. The airstrikes were retaliation for rockets fired from Lebanon into Israel after police stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem this week. And there's a big internal affairs investigation brewing in Chicago after a report that the official Twitter account for the Chicago Police Department liked the Travis Tritt social media post that we were talking about earlier. Tritt tweeted that he would be removing Anheuser-Busch products from the hospitality contracts on his tours. It's part of a conservative boycott stemming from the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light promotion.
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a bigger deal if he wasn't always sick with low ticket sales itis. Boom.
It's a play.
Shots fired.
Nicely done.
He was a jerk at the fair, you guys.
658 on News Radio 92.3. I love you so much. By the way, you know, it wasn't the transgressors, the whole issue with the Iowa getting invited to the White House, you know, the Jill Biden's proposal. By the way, that's not going to happen now. There's like basically the Biden camp explained no, and Joe's camp has said didn't say anything about it, just LSU, and Jill's camp has now come out and said no, you know, don't look here, like, you know, one of those non-answer explanations, like, well, that's not what she meant, or what, just say she got it wrong. Dude, just come out and be like,
well, can't
right,
she
look,
take them on her own dime?
You know, the first lady thought this was a clever idea, and in the moment, she didn't think about all the implications, and she apologized, and she was wrong. I mean, that's just do that. That's how you get my respect. I hate all this kind of, you know, mumbo corporate diplo speak that these press people do to try to avoid, you know, just saying what a real person would say. But, you know, it's my own personal thing. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for future news. Will we get food truck rules in the city of Pensacola for the first time in ever? Will we have clear
Maybe.
Rules? I'm going to say yes. I mean, this is one of those I am willing to be Charlie Brown with the football because every time I say yes, we don't get it. Will the actual law in West Virginia be upheld when it eventually does get to the Supreme Court banning born males to compete in female sports?
Yes.
Yes. Will Biden temporarily implement this law, striking all of that stuff down by rule?
Yes.
Yeah, also yes, weirdly.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3.